Today's the day the NCAA men's college basketball tournament begins. Fans love March Madness for its unpredictability and wild upsets. At least that's the promise. In reality, over the past 25 years, the tournament games with the most potential to stun the basketball world haven't. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
1 versus 16. Say those words to any upset-loving hoops fan, and it should trigger palpitations. The number one-seeded team playing against the 16th-seeded team has been a first-week tradition in the men's tournament since 1985. That's when the field expanded to 64 teams, divided into four regions of 16 teams for the opening round. In each of those four regions, the best team begins by playing the worst team, 1 versus 16. Cue the palpitations, which came in waves in 1985.
David and Goliath matchup, if there ever was one here tonight.
Round one of the 1989 tournament matched the top-seeded Georgetown Hoyas against the 16th-seeded Princeton Tigers in the East region. The Hoyas were favored by 20-plus points, but with a second left in the game, Princeton inbounded the ball, trailing by a point.
Rapid. Mueller fires. No, the Hoyas escape. And I mean escape.
Although Princeton fans insist to this day that their player was fouled on the final shot and should have had two potentially game-winning free throws, the contest went into the record books as a Georgetown win. That 1989 tournament also had two other incredibly close victories by ones over 16s. The future for upsets and palpitations looked bright. But 21 years later, basketball fans still are looking. One seeds have played 16 seeds 100 times, and the 16s, the underdogs of underdogs, have never won.
There have actually only been 11 games between ones and 16s in which the spread was under 10 points.
Veteran basketball writer Bill Brill has gone to every NCAA men's tournament since 1962. Number 16 over number 1 upsets have not happened, he says, mainly because of improvements by the selection committee, which picks the tournament teams and seeds them.
Since they've gotten all this statistical and technological material, and they've got all the games on TV, and they get to see them all, they do a much better job of seeding than they used to do.
Brill says not only does this mean the top seeds are deserving, but so are the bottom seeds. 16s don't have as many talented players, they're from weaker conferences, and their deficiencies stand out much more against the best teams, where most of the best talent collects, especially the so-called one-and-done players who are required to play a year of college ball on their way to the NBA.
ESPN bracketologist Joe Lenardi here with your tournament team preview of Lehigh.
The Lehigh Mountain Hawks from Pennsylvania are a number 16 seed facing a tough task tonight. They play number 1 seed Kansas, considered the best team in the country. Lehigh is coached by 37-year-old Brett Reed. Dr. Reed has a PhD in instructional technology, which he says he uses to help improve his team's performance. A good skill for a good coach who's unfazed by the bleak history of 16s against 1s.
Why not us and why not now? We have the character, we have the talent, and it is March Madness. If the results were predetermined, there wouldn't be a reason to play the game, but they're not.
That's true, but 0 for 100? Tough odds, Coach. Tom Goldman, NPR News.